Hello, everybody. I'm George from Ireland, waiting for the heating to kick in. Anyway, this is about Sir Keir Starmer, Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, and he served only about 18 months. So, because remember, it was 4th of July, sorry, 5th of July, 2024, when he received His Majesty's commission to form a new administration. So, Labour support, they got 34% of the vote in the election that year. And it's gone down about 1 percentage point since every month since then. If it's continued for another like sort of 14 months, it'd be at 0% at this rate. Now, I don't think it's going to go quite that low, even in the polls. And because of this disgruntlement, people are saying, oh, I'll vote for another party, but would actually come back to Labour in reality. Nevertheless, it is very bad news for Labour. And Neil Kinnock, who led Labour through dark days in the 1980s, said that Starmer's got months, not years, to turn this around. He's quite correct. So, is he living a time? Well, methinks that he is. So, the big test for him this year is the local elections in South Britain, the 7th of May, and about the same time, the Holyrood elections in North Britain, and indeed the Senedd elections in Mid Britain. And it looks like Labour's going to fail all three. If he could win one out of three, maybe save his leadership. If he could win two out of three, probably save his leadership. If he could win all three, then he'd definitely save his leadership. But some Labour people say we actually don't have that amount of time because if we screw up, they've lost Scotland for another 5 years. They've lost Wales for another 5 years. Wales, the only bit of the UK that was controlled by Labour for a while, I mean, apart from local authorities, in as much as Scotland had an SNP administration, England had the Tories, and London, with the Mayor of London, London Assembly, was Conservative dominated for a few years. Under Boris Johnson, when he was mayor, and so Cymru was the only bit that was loyally Labour and has been for over a century. And what a staggering failure if he was to achieve Labour victory there, bring about a Plaid Cymru administration for the very first time ever. So some Labour people say we want him out sooner than that, because then there'd be a new leader, a bit of a bounce. There always is for a leadership election, a bounce in the polls for that party. Even though they're washing their dirty linen in public and the candidates of the leadership tearing strips out of each other, nevertheless, it'll help them slightly if there's a new leader in place just before the 7th of May. So once it becomes blatant someone's going to go, he or she goes sooner than you might expect. Like it was clear the start of October 2022 that Liz Truss couldn't last much longer. I thought she'd hobble on till Christmas. In fact, she's gone the 25th of October. Then some Labour MPs have lost their fear, openly saying he's got to go because either he loses his job or we lose ours as members of Parliament. It's a desperate last-ditch attempt to save there. Enough Labour MPs vote no confidence, triggering a leadership contest in which she's not allowed to stand. And Labour rules say they've got to have sort of like at least a quarter of the parliamentary party. They can have four candidates maximum to slim it down, and then the mass membership votes. MPs are allowed to vote, but at that stage, a member of Parliament's vote is worth no more and no less than any of the other sort of 250,000 members of the Labour Party. And we know who's in it. David Lammy, Deputy Prime Minister, is the obvious one. Ed Miliband, the net zero secretary who's wrecked British industry, driven up the energy prices. Nevertheless, he's well regarded in Labour circles. The one who lost in the 2015 election. Why on earth would you bring back a failure from 10 years ago, who's simply a younger version of Starmer? That is beyond me, who's definitely on the spectrum and rather uncharismatic. I mean, I suppose he's presentable. Like, I don't know, he brushes his hair, he dresses all right, he's not obese, he's not thick, whatever else you say about him. But, he's a champagne socialist. He's inherited a multi-billion pound house, claims to care about the needy, and never gives them a brass farthing of his own vast fortune. And his wife, his friends with George Osborne's wife, first wife, ex-wife, they're both barristers, as if to complete this circle of wickedry. So there's more those possibility. Wes Streeting, people talk about him, the health secretary, another very evil man. Shabana Mahmood, a Labour leader I could respect, and Angela Rayner, and she's the queen over the water. I think Starmer will put her back in the cabinet for those local elections because she's very, very popular with the Labour grassroots, and he thinks that she's appealing to traditional Labour voters, a bit like John Prescott was in the Blair years. And the comparison's explicit. Mrs. Rayner has even said she's John Prescott in a skirt. Well, that's rather transphobic, don't you think? And who does that leave? I mean, Yvette Cooper, I think she's seen too establishment, too uninspiring. Rachel Reeves has been just cataclysmic, so it won't be her. Are there any other stalking horses? Andy Burnham, the mayor of Manchester. There's another reason for the people to move sooner is they don't want Burnham to have a chance. And obviously only members of parliament are eligible. Burnham is not a member of parliament. He was in the Blair Brown years, stood down, become mayor of Manchester, has won thrice there, popular to this day. So there was a 75-year-old Labour MP, they say, might resign from parliament, trigger a by-election. He could stand and win, but he'd face a significant threat from Reform UK. I think Burnham would still win because Labour's still that popular in Manchester. Yes, there'd be a major challenge for Reform UK, but not enough to take it from Labour. And of Burnham's personal popularity, he's very highly regarded in Northwest England. Or Clive Darby Lewis, his MP was for, is at Norwich South, said he would resign from parliament to allow Burnham to kick in, to take over. But actually, Labour want to stitch up, say, an all-women shortlist, so Burnham wouldn't have a chance. Or even if there is a shortlist that's open to Burnham, doesn't guarantee that Andy Burnham will be selected as the Labour parliamentary candidate. Even if he were selected, they face a major threat from the Greens. The Greens were not that far behind in that constituency, as the Greens have gone up so much and Labour's gone down so much. The Greens could even take it from Labour. And even if Burnham does come in, that doesn't guarantee he's prime minister. But those are the anti-Burnham ones, says, well, to make sure he doesn't have a chance. If they kick Starmer out now, put their no confidence votes in now, and there's a leadership contest which is completed within 2 months, there mightn't be time for Burnham to even get into Parliament. Burnham, try and get a campaign going. Well, you can't do that until you're sure we're an MP, because the campaign gets going and nominations would close and he still wouldn't be a member of Parliament. So, and indeed Sadiq Khan, but Sadiq Khan is not talking about so urgently. Burnham's in open. Yeah, I want to be Labour Prime Minister. I want to replace Starmer. So that's how disloyal it is. But Starmer keeps lying, saying he's going to lead Labour into the next general election. Now, Starmer, whatever we should say about him, he is not dim. He's a highly intelligent barrister. I respect what he achieved with his law degree from the University of Leeds, with his BCL from Oxford. You've got to have a first in law or a good 2-1 to pursue that. Director of the Public Prosecution Service and so forth. So he can't hide behind stupidity because he hasn't got any. So, I mean, I'm not even on the edges of the Westminster Village, but I know that the knives are being sharpened and his Ides of March is coming. What chance is he still leading the Labour Party on the 7th of May? I think quite high. I think like 70% chance. What chance is he still leading them this time next year? I think pretty low, like 30% chance. What chance he leads them into the next general election, probably in 2028? That is about 20% chance. So we shall see. But could it get even worse for Labour? Just because they change a prime minister doesn't mean they change the fundamentals. And Burnham's attacking him from the left, would it be even more disastrous and unpopular far left policies to wreck the economy, to tax people to oblivion, and to help the parasitical benefits class? So Starmer faces a major threat because if people say, you know, we've months to turn this around, we don't have a few months. We don't want to wipe out in the local elections. So when that happens, you can easily lose the general election. The Greens gather momentum. And people say, some sophologists say, don't look at opinion polls, look at the votes actually cast. And the Liberal Democrats have won more local council seats than anybody else in these local authority by-elections. The Greens have done pretty well. Reform UK has done fairly well. The Conservatives have done badly. Labour's done very, very badly. So yeah, Labour needs to worry. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallahan7@gmail.com. Goodbye.